Greetings once again from the North Pole. I'm L. Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News. Happy Thanksgiving greetings from our location on Main Street of North Pole Village. As predicted, the weather is frightful today, with temperatures hovering at a brisk 21 degrees, with prevailing winds from the west at 40 miles an hour, and heavy snows forecast through the end of next week. This has not put a damper on all the outdoor events at the North Pole, but it has made it difficult for us to see them. Somewhere out there in this storm right now, the Thanksgiving Day Elf Parade is going on, and out there, in it all, is our Eye in the Sky reporter, Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, where are you right now?
Frank, I know you're in the reviewing stand and we're close to you, but I just can't see you. I'm right behind a giant Rudolph float trying to block the wind from blowing snow my way.
Crash, speaking of Rudolph, are Santa's reindeer in the parade today?
Oh, you bet they are, Frank. They wouldn't miss it for all the carrots in the world. They love this stuff. In fact, I'm lucky enough to have Rudolph himself leading the group in front of me, so I can see a little light in this storm, thanks to him.
So they don't keep Santa's reindeer together so everyone can see them at the same time?
Not this year, Frank. Each of them was assigned to lead groups of parade floats and marchers through the storm. Visibility's just terrible, so there are lights on their harnesses along with the sleigh bells, and that's helping as long as everyone stays together, Frank.
It sounds more like a winter safari adventure than a parade this year, Crash.
I'm not going to lie, Frank. It's become a quest at this point. As you know, the grade up Main Street's kind of steep, and it's a challenge even in good weather. So everyone's kind of bundled up, huddled together, and pressing forward on the drive just to complete it, Frank.
I gotta ask, are you on your trike, Crash?
I am, Frank, as are many others. They have been really creative with it all, too. Some have skis on the back end of their trikes, where others are using snow chains or snow socks on their balloon tires to help them get up the hill. I can hear faint cheers in the distance from those who made it to the top now, Frank, and that's great motivation for the rest of us here mired in the struggle still going up Main Street.
Keep your eye on the prize, Crash, and remember that when you get to the top, they've got hot chocolate and later a great Thanksgiving dinner planned for you when you get there. From the North Pole, where it tends to snow a lot, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.